Welcome to All the World's a Stage. Join the Mad Mechanicals as they roam the world, searching for a way to make money performing Shakespeare. Perhaps they'd be better off as fans of Cervantes.
Are you saying we're quixotic?
The trick is to lie flat, like you're swimming.
That's quicksand, Robin.
And shut up.
Today, the Mechanicals are following a grand tradition, as started by some of the greatest artists of all time.
Everyone out of the car, we're stopping for lunch.
Oh, really, Nick? I was hoping to get a few more miles before we stopped.
Mr. Snout, don't make me hungry. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
As group treasurer, I agree with Nick. We ought to be able to afford something nice after that gig we performed for Portia and Bassanio's wedding.
I didn't think they paid us for that. Didn't we just work for the food?
Yes, but I snatched some of the extra wedding favors and... more importantly, the gold, silver, and lead boxes they came in. I pawned off the gold and silver ones at the last town we stopped at.
And the, lead ones?
I left them in the cart so Nick could get more of a workout.
I loathe you too, Snug.
Fine, we'll stop for lunch. Still don't know how Snug became the group treasurer.
You want the job, Thomas? It can be yours. All you need to do is take this coin... from out my hand.
Well, that shouldn't be much of a... Ah, oh, ah, oh, hey, 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 that shouldn't go there. Ah, oh, God, uncle.
And that settles that. So, where are we going for lunch? How about that bakery over there?
Andronicus Meat Pies, the taste of family. No.
What about that pub on the corner called As You Like It?
Never get my order right.
Fine, have it your way.
I can't.
Hey, didn't Falstaff open up that new place down the street?
It closed.
But they just opened it.
An all-you-can-eat restaurant with Falstaff as the main patron. Gee, I wonder what could have gone wrong.
There's that place down on Maple Street.
We are not spending this episode at a restaurant run by Puck that only serves French-Canadian foods. Nobody is going to get the Alpha Flight reference.
I got it.
You are not helping, Rick.
This place, the one we've been standing next to the whole time.
Oh, I don't know there was a diner here. Let's give it a try, folks. What do you say?
Well, it would end the exposition and the series of stupid restaurant jokes. Frankly, I deserve a break today.
Are you sure? That's not the rousing sign of Snug's approval we're all used to.
Whatever.
There it is.
There is... quite a bit on this menu.
Do you think Willie wrote this? I've never seen a 30-page menu before.
Nick, why are you looking at me?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, I was just trying to figure out how you, who famously cannot read at all, are going to place an order when the menu has no pictures.
I'll have what Snug's having.
Oh.
What?
Well, now I have to decide if I want to order something I actually want, or if I want to order something totally disgusting just to see if Robin will eat it. I hate being on the horns of a dilemma.
I hate being on the horns of a buffalo.
You've never been on the horns of a buffalo.
Sure I have. My cousin lives there, and I called her last week.
That's being on the horn too, Buffalo. And why do you hate calling your cousin?
She's been on my list ever since she refused to concede that my uncle's name was Uncle, not Daddy.
But to her, he is a daddy, not an uncle.
You want to be on my list, Thomas?
Actually, I just want to see your list. Again, you can't read or write. Where are you keeping a list?
Hello! I'm the Prince of Denmark. I'll be your server today.
Holy moly!
Wow!
Saints and ministers of grace defend us.
Whatever.
Prince Hamlet, how are you, you know, here?
Yeah, you were the guest star like 2 or 3 episodes ago and you were... oh, how do I put this delicately?
Dead from poisoned wine, laying in a pool of his own vomit, and assumed to be worm food by this point?
Thank you, Robin. Very delicate.
Well, I am a lady.
Oh, that was you guys! I didn't recognize you without the costumes. You guys were great!
So, Are you haunting us?
What? No, of course not. Didn't I, actually. Fortinbras called the ambulance and they pumped my stomach.
Oh, wow. Calling for help to actually prevent a death. Huh, that's not something we're accustomed to. It's,
something we probably should have thought of now that he mentions it.
Not to worry. You're actors. No one ever expects you to be good in a crisis.
You obviously never saw us in Henry VI, Part 2.
That was more of a soul-sucking catastrophe than a crisis, Snug.
Unless you were in the sixth row of the audience.
Don't remind me. Those poor people.
Are you still writing plays?
From time to time. Here, Thomas, what do you think of this?
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. Is this one of those stream of consciousness things?
Yes. What do you think?
I think it will lead to a stream of unconsciousness if anybody read this aloud. Sorry.
No worries. Listen, I do feel a little bad. I didn't get to pay you guys for the last gig.
Oh, no problem. We looted the place on our way out. Ow, 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 Snug, let go of my ear.
What he means to say is that we're just glad you're all right. Though, if you did want to offer a free dessert or something, we certainly wouldn't say no.
No, please. The whole meal is free. It's the least I can do.
All right. Here's my order, then.
This is the menu. You're ordering the entire menu.
I'll have what she's having.
Do you think I offended him?
Judging by the entire history of your life ever, it seems like safe odds.
I don't know why he's so touchy.
You asked for a Danish. From the Prince of Denmark.
Yeah, but...
Actually, Thomas is right for once. The pastry didn't even originate in Denmark. The Danish bakers went on strike in the 1850s, so they brought in Austrian bakers who prepared their own traditional pastries. They caught on with the locals, and the dish we know as Danish was born. In Denmark, they're called Wienerbrød, which loosely means bread from Vienna. What? Robin told me about that 3 months ago. Did I get that all right, Robin?
Shut up and eat your food.
All right, here is course number 3 out of 16.
Thank you, Prince Hamelot.
And that is a lot of ham. I know this is a meat lover's omelet, but I may have just been downgraded to a meat liker. Yeesh.
So, Your Highness, we never did establish how it was you wound up here waiting tables.
Oh, that. I'm not just a server. I'm a half-owner of this place. I just decided Elsinore wasn't for me. Ever since my father died, the place was just too toxic.
Which you determined when you were literally poisoned?
Exactly! It may or may not have been driving me insane. Oh, Thomas, did you want more potatoes?
I'm sorry, what?
Tuber or not tuber?
Oh, yes, please.
So, you left Elsinore...
Right. So I came out this way and I decided I wanted a friendlier place, a community of sorts. I just didn't have quite enough capital until I found my business partner. That's him over there by the deli counter. His name's Shylock.
Wait, you went into business with Shylock?
I always thought he was a loner.
No, Robin. He's a man who makes loans. That's not the same as being a loner. Technically, Shylock's more of a loan shark.
So he's uneducated?
What?
A loan shark does not have a school. And since he doesn't have a school, he's uneducated.
I don't...
It's... The whole thing sounds pretty fishy to me.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. You have a combination deli and diner, and you actually have people going up to Shylock and asking for a pound of flesh. This didn't seem a bad idea to you?
I don't know what you mean.
How is it we never met Shylock before now, guys? He's a pretty prominent character.
Well, we've been avoiding him. Shylock has a certain characteristic which makes him a little controversial, and that's hard to deal with in our podcasts.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please hurry my order along? I need it right away.
What's the rush, huh, Shana?
You mean because he's...
Hey, kid. You want to try some samples of the little fishes?
Yum, kippers!
Let's not even say it out loud.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's great with the customers. In the afternoon, he runs the deli, and in the mornings, he's our head barista.
You mean he brews coffee? What's the big deal? So, Shakespeare was an anti-semicolon.
Oh, I wish. It'd be easy to read without the semicolons.
Anti-semaphore?
That's an image. Try to wave your arms to spell out all of those soliloquies. You have arms like tree trunks.
Maybe I'm supposed to say anti-semicircle.
You mean anti-Semitic, Robin. And that's my point. Shakespeare may have been a hater, but come on, guys, we're better than that.
What? Whoa, whoa.
Snug, what are you suggesting?
Let's get one thing straight. We don't care if Shylock's Jewish, Catholic, Buddhist, or Rastafarian.
Yeah, I don't care if he's from Yemen or Yaman.
Then why have we been avoiding him?
He's a moneylender. Part of the 1%.
And since it's an election year in the colonies, we don't want to seem to be taking sides.
You two worry too much. He didn't lend us money, so I say we have no reason to avoid him. Hamlet, go bring him a nice steak dinner on us.
You remember you're not actually paying for this meal?
Yes. That's why it's a steak dinner and not a piece of stale garlic bread. I didn't become treasurer for nothing.
We'll return to this episode in just a moment, but first, shameless promotion!
Somebody call?
I got this, Nick. Thanks. Anyway, we hope you've been enjoying Season 2 of All the World's a Stage. We love producing these podcasts for you, and we'd love to make even more. If a few more of our loyal fans would pledge support to our Patreon campaign, we can bring you an extra episode. Or, if you want a Mad Mechanicals ringtone, there's a pledge option for that. You could even provide us the setting for an episode. We want to make our podcast everything you're looking for. Please visit patreon.com and help us to make all your Mad Mechanical dreams come true.
Could you rephrase that, please?
Why?
Because, we know our fans. If they dreamed of us at all, those dreams were probably a little,
surreal?
Ah, le mot juste.
What does lemon juice have to do with anything?
No, Robin. Le mot juste. It's French.
I didn't know they grew lemons in France.
Rick, there's a phrase running around in my head. I wonder if you can guess it.
Robin, shut up.
Le mot juste.
Visit www.patreon.com.
You're seriously suggesting we make our next stage play double falsehood? Really?
How sure are they that Shakespeare even wrote that one?
This is my point. Nobody knows the show. We could do whatever we wanted, and nobody would know whether we're sticking to the plot or not. We might actually be able to tell a story that doesn't blow chunks for once.
It's a point to be sure. Where were you planning to add the rubber chickens?
I hadn't thought that part through.
See, for a moment you had me, but you just lost me right there.
Snug?
Yes, Robin?
Did you want to go on an adventure?
No, dear.
But we always go on adventures together.
Well, I don't need to go on one now, so you'll just have to go by yourself.
All right.
What just happened there?
Huh?
Adventure?
Don't worry about it.
Snug?
Something that women stereotypically do in groups.
Yoga?
I did not need to know that.
Tried to warn you.
And this is an adventure?
In her twisted mind. What? The weird look on your face. I mean, weirder than usual.
Sorry, just wondering for this sort of an adventure, what would constitute leveling up?
You're a sad, lonely man, Nick.
Are we ready for the first dessert course?
Please and thank you.
The pies and cakes will come out later. But now, a gelatin dessert in the shape of a regular six-sided polyhedron.
Ah, now it's an adventure. The gelatinous cube is here.
Starveling.
Yes?
I am a voice from your past, a voice which will spell your doom. You don't know who I am, but you shall live in fear from this day forward. When you next hear my voice, my mysterious, anonymous voice.
Hello, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, how did you know it was me?
I recognized your perfume, Eau de Bitter.
It's called Eau de Batin.
What does that mean?
The scent of a phone book. It was a gift, but it's not important. I want you to take this note and... Wait, where did I put it? I just had it a moment ago.
You could turn on the light.
Oh, all right. Oh, here it is. I thought I took it out of my purse. Now, I want you to take this note and give it to Snug Fit.
What note?
The one in my hand.
I can't see your hand. You turned the lights out again.
Now, give this note to Snug Fit or I will make you sorry.
You can make me sorry? Won't that get you in trouble with Hasbro?
What?
I guess copyright isn't a big deal for someone from the Shakespeare household. But thank you. I always wanted to play it, but Thomas says it's exactly the same as Parcheesi, so the guys never let me buy it. Anyway, I can take this note to Snug. I'll just make a note to myself to give the note to Snug. Maybe I should fold it, because nobody loves a flat note. I hope it's not sharp. I might get a paper cut. But if I get a
Maybe
paper
I can just have my revenge by making them keep her.
How many Mountain Dews are you planning to drink?
I can stop any time I like.
May I have another cup of coffee, Prince Hamlet?
Certainly. And would you like the treacle topping on that pie?
Sorry?
Toffee or not toffee?
No thank you.
Seriously, Thomas, you're starting to vibrate.
I'm fine.
You drank 7 Red Bulls. In 12 seconds.
Maybe I like them, huh? Did you ever think of that, Nick? I spend my days with you, who I'm hate, and Snug, who I'm hate, and Robin, who I hate with a side of loathing. I do Shakespeare, which almost counts as a living, and I hate that too. Now here I am, and I finally have something I like, and I enjoy, and the sugary caffeine pops. So what exactly is your problem?
You're talking as fast as Robin.
Oh!
Help me, Nick.
I have a problem.
Can we have some ice water, please?
Right here.
I'm back!
Maybe just one more Chocola.
No.
Snug, I'm supposed to give this to you.
Oh, no. It's got the Shakespeare family crest on it. Did Anne Hathaway give this to you?
Probably. I have a short... Ooh, sparkly!
So, you can't remember who gave you this note?
What note?
All right. Let's see what Madame du Crazy Pants has to say. Oh, no.
Snug, what is it?
Too terrible. Can't. The horror.
What are you... Snug, give me that note. Snug, I have secretly replaced the coffee in your cup with decaffeinated crystals.
Uh-oh.
Coffee! Hamlet, you've got to get me some real coffee. Please!
This was the last pot. It'll take about 20 minutes to brew more.
I don't have that kind of time. You don't understand. I perform Shakespeare and listen to Nick singing. The only thing that keeps me out of a soporific coma that would make Juliet jealous is a steady supply of strong Java. You've got to help me, or I'm a goner. I don't even need to drink it, but you've got to get me close to something bitter and highly caffeinated.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Hmm.
We'll return in a moment after these brief words.
Thanks, Rick. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, the Mechanicals are fond of old theater. Shakespeare, vaudeville, radio dramas, and even the occasional Greek play if we're desperate. Well, remember, one of the oldest forms of theater is puppetry, a limitless form that's still going strong. If you'd like to support new, innovative, and entertaining uses of the art of puppetry, please consider making a donation to an organization founded in honor of one of the greats. If you need us to tell you whom the Jim Henson Foundation was named for, we are confused and sad for you. Visit hensonfoundation.org for more information. Well, I hope that place stays in business. What a lovely meal.
Yeah, 14 courses. I'm pleasantly full for once in my life.
Nick! Nick! Stop the cart!
Yeah, stop. Stop right there.
You got it, folks.
Whoa, wait. What's going on?
Use your eyes, Thomas.
Yeah, it's a Winter's Tale frozen treats.
You don't mean we're...
stopping for ice cream, of course.
Duh!
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. Andrew Dell was Hamlet. Brianna Kuby was Anne Hathaway. Liz Music was The Deadly Customers, and I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance, and send me packing.